From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Fidel Castro to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his efforts to normalize relations with the country. Obama said in a statement that in the days ahead, Cubans will recall the past and also look to the future. As they do, the Cuban people must know that they have a friend and partner in the United States of America. Reactions to Castro's passing range from sadness to celebration.
The people are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
The Cuban government has ordered 9 days of official mourning, disrupting the plans of thousands of tourists in Havana, like Jason from Britain.
Came here for the music and the dancing. That's no more. We leave on Thursday, no dancing until next week now, so we've got a quiet week.
Many businesses have closed and events have been called off for 9 days, leaving those visitors to the island uncertain as to how they are going to spend their long-awaited vacations. Fidel Castro was to be cremated on Saturday, and his ashes will be interred in his hometown of Santiago on December the 4th. Stay with VOA News for all of the latest developments pertaining to Fidel Castro's passing and the memorials that are taking place over the next 9 days. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A car bomb exploded in Somalia's capital Saturday, killing at least 20 people and injuring 20 others at a crowded market in Mogadishu. Ahmad Ali witnessed the attack. He said, "We have seen Somalis killing one another, and there are no foreigners here, but Somalis killing other Somalis. It's really a very tragic moment for us. May God grant paradise to those who were killed because they were innocents, and those behind the tragedy are culprits." Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mahmoud said security forces had captured the bomber. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab often carries out such attacks in the capital, although there was no immediate claim of responsibility by the group, which wants to topple the Western-backed government and impose its strict interpretation of Islam. After days of heavy combat, Syria said Saturday its Russian-backed army has gained full control of a key rebel-held district in the war-torn city of Aleppo. State media reported army engineering units in the area of Musakin Hano district dismantling mines and other explosive devices planted by rebels. Western analysts have warned that the fall of Musakin Hano would replace government forces in position to cut off the northern parts of the rebel-held sector from the rest of the opposition-held districts. Saturday marked another day of heavy fighting in Mosul, Iraq, as Iraqi troops continue to push to dislodge Islamic State militants, that is, controlling the majority of the northern city. Iraqi Special Forces troops fired mortars and machine guns in response to ISIS attacks in two neighborhoods. Iraqi military and hospital officials said mortar rounds fired by ISIS militants overnight into Saturday killed 16 civilians in neighborhoods already retaken by troops. The UN Refugee Agency says at least 73,000 Iraqis have fled Mosul since the government's campaign to retake the city began on October 17th. And a suicide attack on a Pakistani military base near the Afghan border left 4 assailants and 2 soldiers dead. The military says a heavily armed group of bombers tried to enter the Galani base in Momand Tribal District and attack a packed mosque in a residential area. Authorities say the security forces confronted the bombers, contained them in the outer area of the mosque, killing 2 attackers while the other 2 blew themselves up during the intense gun battle. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.